take me out later. Don't worry about no paper, 'cause I got mine stacked up for nights like this. My life can get crazy, I deal with shit on the daily. But baby, I'm thinking maybe we could agree to work it out like this. I need you to give me your time.
Yo,
welcome to Real Conversation.
You know how we like to get it started.
We're gonna go ahead and just set the atmosphere. Go ahead, lead us in prayer.
Gonna lead in prayer. Right, all right, everybody, bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you come into our conversation tonight. I ask that this conversation touches somebody, transform somebody's mind, Amen. Changes somebody's heart, and moves somebody closer to their goal. And, you know, just also spark up conversations to have with their loved ones. And that's all I want to get out of this conversation. In this name, we pray. Amen.
Yeah, we need to work on your praying.
Why we gotta work on my prayer? Anyways, let's not distract us from this conversation with that line. Thank you. It's been a minute since we've been, you know, talking. We took a little break. It's been a couple
weeks. 2 weeks.
Two weeks. That's a little break. Mm-hmm. But we're back, you know.
We survived. Dorian, whatever his name is.
And what else happened during this time?
Everybody was going crazy over Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah, Popeye's and Chick-fil-A had a fight over who had the best chicken sandwich.
Well, the people, because
the people had a fight.
The owners are at home watching this,
right?
And doing what we're doing and laughing,
right? But I mean, I think the biggest thing about that though was that people were just in shock. About like
and shocked that a chicken place sells a chicken sandwich. Total distraction.
What? Why you think that was a distraction? Like why is?
Because like Popeyes, when you pull up to the little window, you're like, Popeye, can we take an order?
Right.
It's chicken. Like, I would assume that a chicken place sells chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
But in this case, that wasn't the case. Popeyes did not, do not sell chicken sandwich, which I'm just now learning this. But Chick-fil-A always sold chicken sandwiches.
Right.
I'm sure, I think Checkers got a chicken sandwich. I think... Wendy's got
one.
I think, yeah, spicy chicken nugget. I mean,
so
chicken
what was
sandwich.
The big deal?
Really? Like, is it because it's Popeyes? Is it because, oh, you know what? Oh, this is Popeyes, and I don't know, I haven't tasted chicken sandwich, but I'm sure they just took the chicken that they already had and put two buns on it. That's life. People get distracted every day by simple things that is already a part of their life. Like
it's already there.
It's like one day you walking out the house and a squirrel just runs through. You panicking because a squirrel runs through, but the squirrel, that's what it does,
right?
For a living. Nothing has changed today. But some people at that point in time will give it so much attention. Because sometimes I think people love distraction. People, it's like a void in their life. Somebody, please come distract me. Come show me something else other than what I'm facing right now.
Right. Because, look, if I'm dealing with all this crap, if I'm running around every day, and all day, I'm running, I need something to keep me from trying to run all day.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, so is a distraction a bad thing? I don't think a distraction is a bad thing. I just feel like
we can make it bad.
We make distractions.
We don't make distractions. Not distractions come from anywhere. You don't go and be like, oh, I'm going to make a distraction today, or today's a great day to be distracted. It's something that comes, like, if you were dating a guy and you haven't seen him in a while.
Right.
And you go put gas at 7-Eleven, and guess who opens the door for you to go inside 7-Eleven? It's your ex. Mm. Like, oh, hey, pardon me. How are you? How have you been? Mm. Now, you can do one or two things with that. You can say, oh, have a great day. Tell your mom I said hi. Or you be like, oh, yeah, let me get your number so we can link up. There's two choices. So which one you going to pick? Oh, you want to hang with this distraction.
But why is he a distraction? That's what I want to know. Why is he a distraction? I didn't look for him. He just happened to be there.
Right.
Right. He opened the door.
And you could have handled it two ways. How you doing? How have you been? Say hi. And carried on. And went back to what you was doing.
So it's a problem because I want to entertain, or he can entertain.
Well, if you already thinking about entertainment, you're already distracted. So there we go.
Why entertainment got to be distracted, though?
Oh, here we go.
Why it has to be distracted? Why can't I have entertainment because in my life and not distract me?
If people knew how to balance a distraction in their personal life, then there will be no such thing as a distraction. So you can go on a 10-day cruise and come back to work and be ready to work, ready to go, like, oh, yes, I'm ready to go to work. Or you getting off that cruise ship like, you know what? I might take an extra day off from work because I got to unpack my bag. How you going to handle it? Because anything can be, like, with people, with 2019, let me just say, not people, let me say 2019. Let me put us all in a group. Back in the days, you can, you know, go to the club, come home, get up and go to work the next day. But this 2019, you go out to the club, you come home, that alarm clock ring, you'll be like, do I need this job? You know, I already got 1 point, but I only got 1 point and I've been there for a year now. Like, it's not the same mindset.
It's not.
So at the end of the day, we don't know how to balance. Once you learn how to balance your distraction, because some people can balance their distraction.
But if you can balance it, then it's not a distraction.
Right.
Because
who can balance it? Who have you met that is able to balance?
I think if you are like the celebrities.
No, because they make time to get on social media and address what is being said about them. That's a distraction. Listen, you could have been doing something else for that 20 minutes, but you here on live pointing, yelling, trying to make a point to people that's irrelevant.
Right.
We don't even amount to you. Why are you addressing us? Like, nah, I got to say something. If you, like, the minute you feel like you stopping what you're doing to go somewhere else, to try to prove a point, that's a distraction to me personally. That's how I feel.
You stop what you're doing and you're going to waste your energy that you could have put in that thing that you were already doing.
Something else.
Into something else. That's a distraction.
Yeah. What's better than bettering yourself?
Nothing. I guess the question is, why people don't want to better themselves?
Well, you know, that's another conversation for another
no,
day.
I think that is the core of a distraction. Because, like you said, you are to distract yourself, you have to be doing something, focusing on something, and something now you're bringing all that energy that could have been on that main thing and you putting it into something else, right?
Okay, so listen, like me, like I'm writing this book and I'm starting this little panda print, I'm starting a business.
Right.
I want to hang out on weekends. Mm-hmm. I know I was like, okay, I only got 2 days. I got Saturday. Technically, I only got 1 day. Mm-hmm. By the time I come home, Friday is already late night, and I got Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Sunday's preparation day. So I know I want to hang out this weekend. So I'm going to bring my work with me to work and work on rewriting my book, editing my book at work, and doing work. And doing panda print, because I know this weekend. Now you can prepare yourself for a distraction,
but it's not a distraction. If you prepared. That's what I'm saying. If you prepared yourself, you planned to get, you know, to have some entertainment into your life. That's balance,
right? Well,
now
yes.
You are a balanced person, and right? That's becoming, you know, you're able to take something that could have been a distraction.
Right,
because it could have distracted you from making sure that you got your book done on time, making sure that you worked on your panda print, making sure that you did this and did that. It could have stopped you, but because you're in a place where you have balance in your life,
thank you.
You are able to put things in place, put time, you know, ahead to make time for later. So now I'm working now so I can play later. You know what I'm saying? Like that same.
So joke. Do we live in this world where people are putting in the time first?
That's
and balancing later.
The question.
That's the question.
The question is, are we putting in the time now?
So we can hang out
so
later.
So we can play later. Or are we playing now? And then we want to be like, damn, where the time at? And be like, oh.
I think people
I was just, so much stuff happened. I just got caught up. Life was going. And you know, I can say it because, hey, I plead the fifth. I sometimes create my distractions. When I'm, you know, working on something.
Well, you.
And I get a text from a little thing, like, hey, what you doing? And I entertain that text. That's me creating a distraction. Because I could have saved that, hey, what you doing? For when I'm done after doing what I'm doing.
But you could have said, hey, how you doing? And continue doing what you're doing. I don't know why you feel like you can't say. I mean, I don't know.
You can send a text. Okay.
You think while Beyonce about to get on the stage, her husband don't come in the back? What you think? She sit back there and cuddle with her husband? No, her ass supposed to be on that stage.
Right.
So she give that nigga a peck.
Right.
And then she run on the stage, she perform, she go back, give that nigga a peck again. Mm-hmm. Then she change her outfit because you gotta know. Because what's going to happen when you do become this celebrity? What's going to happen when you become famous? You over here kicking in the dressing room with your ass supposed to be in rehearsal. Right. Like, that,
but you have to understand, like you said, Beyonce can go and give Jay-Z that peck and then go on stage and focus on what she's doing on stage.
Supposed to, yeah.
Yeah. You can't be pecking your man if you're not going to go back and focus. So that's where it goes back to, you know.
But you were saying you can't.
And yeah, I was you showing, can't. It's okay. It's possible. Anything is possible, you guys. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. It is. You can. Because you got to think about it. And that's why sometimes God holds our blessings from us because we can't handle it. Mm. What we're asking for, we can't handle. Mm. I'm asking for money, but look at me now. I can empty my bank account in a day. So how am I supposed to handle $100 million?
Right.
It's the same thing. You want certain things, you gotta focus. Mm-hmm. The squirrel, the dog's gonna bark. Oh, what's that? That's a dog? Yes, that's a dog. Continue.
Right.
What you were doing. Oh, wow. Is that dog chasing that cat? Yes. Continue. And it's hard for some people. And it sounds funny and it sounds silly, but that's life. Oh, that's my ex. Yes, that's your ex that you left years ago because he didn't give a shit about you. But here you go, want to hang out again. No. Hey, how you doing? Because you don't have any ill feelings.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. That's your ex. You dated him. You moved on. You're going to greet him. Mm-hmm. But that whole, oh, yeah, we should link up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen. You just call him a distraction. You just bored as fuck. And you don't have nothing to do, which you should have something to do.
Right.
You should always have an agenda. Mm-hmm. This is every day. Some people can literally be busy doing nothing. And that's a distraction.
Busy doing nothing.
Busy. I said it.
You said it. Busy doing nothing. And we said it together. That's the thing. When you are bored, you try to find everything to distract you. The squirrel eating, oh my God, that squirrel eating that nut. I ain't never seen a squirrel. Yes, you have. You seen plenty of squirrels. Like you said, continue. Like, and I feel like that's, it's all with
the mind.
With the mind, and it's all with getting into the system and getting yourself balanced. You have to be able to get to that point.
You have to want it.
You want it so bad that those things.
Oh, that's a squirrel? Okay.
Those cool things are nonchalant. Those things happen all the time. Like, they're irrelevant.
Oh, somebody shot somebody. Oh, okay. Let's go march. Yeah, you good. I'm good. Because at the end of the day, this is not the first time someone has killed somebody. And this is not going to be the last time. Stop overhyping things. Stop trying to make things what it is.
Are you saying that killing is a distraction?
Because listen, I mean, at the end of the day, there's some niggas that get shot. Let me use black community. Black on black violence. Because of what? This person was distracted doing something that he wasn't supposed to do. Maybe he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Who knows?
Right.
Bullets don't have no name. Sometimes it wasn't meant for him. But because he was distracted somewhere. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to speak real life. Maybe if you wasn't at home and you wasn't going to go link up with your homeboy, maybe you would never got that flat tire. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, maybe that flat tire is God saying, you know what? You should have stayed home and did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
So sometimes bad ain't always bad. Bad is what you need, especially when you're in the middle of a distraction.
And that's what I'm saying. Distractions aren't always bad, but right. Distractions are always good as well. And it's not always for the bad, and it's not always for the good. Like you said, you were at your homeboy house. And now you're going on your way home at, 3 o'clock in the morning when you're supposed to be home at 11 o'clock because you know you had a homework assignment due, whatever.
Right.
And now you're on your way home, you get a flat tire. And the only part, you like, shoot, I would call AAA, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay it. I got to call my dad. And you know your dad told you you're supposed to be home at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? That flat tire, it's a distraction in the sense of, yeah, it distracted you from where you're supposed to be going, but it's also trying to tell you, listen, there's a purpose of why you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be at home because you had something that was already destined for you to be doing. And now you're trying to deflect from your purpose. So now I have to create this roadblock that stops you in your pattern. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is that you have a system. You knew that you were supposed to be doing something, but because you got comfortable in doing what you're not doing. Not supposed to be doing. Now I have to distract you from from your distraction. Just so I can get you back on track. So sometimes a distraction may come in the midst of your distraction. Just to bring you back
where you need to be.
Where you need to be. And so you have to be able to understand and get to that mindset.
That state of mind.
That state of mind where you understand, this distraction is a good distraction. This is a bad distraction. This distraction is to bring me back. This distraction is keeping me from where I'm supposed to go. You know what I'm saying?
So when do we start figuring out what distraction is what?
When you start to prioritize your life and have actual balance.
Oh.
Because when you have priorities, that's when you actually have balance in your life. The reason why you are able to go to work and still be able to do some other work that is outside of work is because you have a priority, or priorities, and you have a balance in your life where it's like, okay, I have a time for everything.
Right.
And my time is valuable. People don't have value in their time.
Ooh! Hallelujah.
And that's why you get distracted.
That's why you sit there and don't do nothing all day.
And you can be on your phone for 3 hours.
Scrolling on Facebook the whole day. I'm talking about the phone and the charger is hot. It's screaming, put me down.
Like, I'd be like, you ever meet those people that are always on their phone?
Yeah, doing nothing.
And when you text them, they're like, my phone about to die.
They on their phone doing nothing.
Like, what is keeping you from charging your phone, though? Because you're always on your phone. You want to be on your phone. You love your phone. You use your phone. Why won't you charge your phone? Because something is distracting you from the true purpose of doing that.
Listen. It's because if your phone is charged, you're going to get that call that you're really trying to ignore.
Period.
People aren't going to be able to connect with you. So that's the problem. You have to stop. We have to stop trying to keep ourselves from where we're supposed to be.
I remember there's this quote I have posted on Facebook, and it says, you can have connection, but no coverage. So at the end of the day, again, I can be alive, but I'm not living. And I can say, oh, yeah, I'm working on, you know, my life. And then something happens, I get distracted. Or I find every reason to, like when the hurricane came, everybody was so excited not to be at work. Guess what? That was a perfect opportunity for you to work on yourself because you weren't at work. How many people just laid there? Or how many people ate snacks? How many people just... Like, how many people just spent that whole day in their house not doing nothing? When you could have just been doing something to better yourself, doing something with your time, doing something with, even if it's just researching. People scrolling on Facebook, is that helping you? You're helping Facebook. You're sharing, you're reposting. People not even writing what's on their mind no more. They're putting on what's on other people's mind. That's what they doing now.
They don't think anymore.
They can't even think for themselves. They share other people's status. We've gotten to the point in our life where we can't even think for ourselves. We got to go ask somebody else, oh, what do you think about? No. That's why we're depressed. That's why we're under attack. That's why we can't. When the enemy is attacking me, I don't have time to call you and say, oh, Shem, what do you think about this? If I'm having a dream and it's a bad dream and it's in the middle of the night, I don't have nobody to call and be like, oh, what you think about this dream? I have to get up and I have to pray that thing off of me.
Right.
And I have to have the courage. I have to have the power. And just looking on Facebook, these people don't even have, or they'll post a status, oh, I'm asking for a friend, or da-da-da-da. Be honest. Be truthful. Say what's really on you. Like, people can't even think for themselves no more. So the fact that people can't think for themselves, it easily becomes a distraction because somebody, it's like nobody's a leader. And when you're not a leader, once you are a leader and not a leader is not the same thing. Because when you're a leader, you don't flow. You don't go anywhere. You can't be shifted. You can't be rocked. Nobody can't, no. But when you're not a leader and you don't have no purpose, you're not living in your purpose, you're not doing nothing, and you get distracted, you on the left side, you on the right side. Oh, I thought you was over here. No, I'm over there. Oh, no, I'm going to do this. Oh, I think I should do that. Because you have no purpose.
People need to not only have purpose, but they need to solidify what they, not even that, but have confidence in what they want in life. Because we walk around here, like you said, not thinking for ourselves. We see something that is relatable to what we want, and then we take what we what is related to what we want, and we take it as our own, but we have not defined what is actually for us. And until you are able to define what is actually for you, your foundation is not going to be solid
at all.
Not, you're not gonna have a foundation. You might have a couple, you know, it might be
some bricks, but
it ain't a solid foundation. And so now you building a house
based on somebody else's vision.
And now your vision. You build your house. Oh, I'm sorry, not your house. You're building a house based on somebody else's vision. And now that this house is completed and you're living in this house, you're like, this house feels kind of weird. I don't really understand this house. I'm trying to get this house. And you're like, there's a crack in the wall? What? Dang, how do I fix this crack? Now I got to go back to the foundation to figure out where the crack came from. And now I'm understanding the whole building, but I could have been understood the whole building if I would have understood how the foundation was built. So you have to start from the beginning. That's where it all starts from. If you have the, if you understand your foundation and where you are going in life and how you are building your house and what you want, nothing is going to change your mind.
So why do you think when people get married, the men become the head of household? Men are not easily distracted. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
A solid man. These guys out here, they just like women. I'm talking about a solid man, okay? Mm. A solid man can be sitting down watching TV, and you come have a conversation with him, and he does not look away from the TV. Okay? Mm. That's a solid man. He's talking to you, and he's paying attention, and he knows what he's watching, and he hears what he's watching, and he hears you. We call that great multitasking as well, but people don't have no skills anymore. But he is able to do that and give you a response, where men nowadays, they gotta pause the TV. What you said? Oh, you gotta repeat it to them. Why? Because there's so much going on. They're distracted by so many different things. Mm. People are distracted by things that's not even in front of them. They're over here thinking about stuff that has nothing to do with them. Mm. So distraction is not always a thing or a person, or it could be your mind as well.
Mm. Just wandering around.
A wandering mind can cause a distraction. Anything can cause you, when you're not solid, when you're not a leader, when you're not developed yet or know what you truly want to be, any little thing
can just pull you off course.
Oh, is that, that's half a moon? They make half the moon? Like, what? I've never seen that moon like that. Why?
And now that becomes your whole focus.
So now you're calling everybody to about this moon you just saw.
That's the best part, is that you distracted. You let that thing that distracted you now be the main purpose of your life. That's when you need to really check your foundation. Why is this now? Why is this distraction becoming the main focus of my life?
How long you been living? You ain't seen a half moon?
How long you broke up with this guy, and now you still talking about how he dating this person, doing that, doing this and doing that?
Well, that's a different story.
That's the distraction. When you don't let things go, you still distracting yourself from your purpose. Because when you are moving in your purpose and moving in your path, things are going to try to come and pull you down. Are you going to let those things hold you down? Right? And so if those things ain't going to hold you down, if those things can't hold you down, they're not distractions. You know what I'm saying? Distractions are things that are holding you down, keeping you from moving forward. And those are the things of your past as well. So if you can't let things go and move forward.
But you were just saying that we could.
I said we could let things go.
You were saying
We're going to have to rewind the tape on that one.
You were thinking that. It is not, we can balance our distractions, is what you were, saying.
No, I said when there is balance, we don't have distractions. Like you're not distracted if you're balanced. Like you said, you can plan something. You can plan to be entertained on Saturday night, you know, go out, party, whatever you want to do. That's not a distraction because you have balance in your life. You can make time for those entertaining things. It's those things that, you know, that you are entertaining, that you want to do, but shouldn't take up so much of your time. Mm. But you are letting those things take up too much of the time that you should be doing other things. That's when it's a distraction. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so you can't balance distractions because distractions are things, like I said, they're things that are holding you down.
Well, let's take some time out. I'm going to look up what distraction.
You think a distraction need a part two of the conversation? I think it does. I think also people need to give me some, you know, give us some feedback.
Feedback on distraction? Okay, definitely. Okay. So we'll next time, we'll have the definition from Google what a distraction is.
Right.
And we'll try to figure out some ways to, like, not be distracting.
Right.
Try to come up with some goals to say, you know what, I'm going to focus on these things and I'm not going to be distracted. Because when you focus on yourself, believe it or not, even in the bad places, like, even when it's like, okay, let's go lose weight. Damn, Burger King just sent me a coupon. That's, believe it or not, that's a distraction.
That is a distraction.
So you're going to say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to go to this gym. I'm going to work out. And I'm going to make me a healthy burger with no bun when I get home. Mm. Guess what? You going to work out? That's the best feeling in the world when you come from working. You probably don't feel like going to work out. But when you get home, you're motivated. You're happy you at the gym. You say, girl, that workout was good. Damn well ain't want to come to no workout. Mm. Got a ping from Burger King. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, just stay focused on yourself.
Right.
Nobody else. Not no kids, not no man, not no social media, not no pastor, not no church. Yourself. And God, if you're religious. Anything you want to tell the people?
Say focus on yourself for real. Don't let the squirrel distract you. Continue. Keep swimming. And guess what? Next time we're going to continue talking about distractions and really like get more deep into why do people get distracted and why do people create their distractions and why do people even keep trying to be distracted?
Yeah.
And why is this just distracting?
Why are you wasting your time being distracted?
Why is distractions are a waste of time. We're going to continue this all next time. Until next time, it's Real Conversation.
I know what's wrong, I know what's right. I see the truth, but I stay blind. I say I'm fine, but I know there's no hope inside. Can't even take my own advice, even though you've been showing signs. Maybe you go your way, so will I. Now I'm sitting in a car that I won't start. Maybe I got too much to say right now. Like I'm paralyzed from the waist down. Why is this so hard? 'Cause every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. Every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. I know I know better, but some just won't let up, let up. Every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. Yeah. Was it a fight we never had? Was every good and all the bad? Is it enough for me to never wanna come back? Oh yeah. Maybe I'm running from the truth, but baby I blame it all on you.
It's really me, but all my pride will never say that. So I'm sitting in a car that I won't start. Maybe I got nothing to say right now. Like I'm paralyzed from the waist down. Why is this so hard? Cause every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. Every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. I know I know better, but some just won't let up, let up. Every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back. Every time I try to leave, something keep pulling me back.